Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Kevin and Martita here with you today. We're jumping right out of the gate. How are you, Martita?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Say hello to everybody out there.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I hope they are ready because we have got a topic of topics today. You know, we are a topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and on our website. You can also go back and listen to the program at ourlighthouse.net. And we just like to get in the Word, talk about different topics, crazy topics sometimes, other times, you know, just everyday stuff. I like to keep the gospel practical. You know what I mean?
Yes. How do we live with it?
Yeah.
If it's just for reading, it's just a book. But the Bible is really for transformation, for
it
your
is.
Life, for everything. And what I like about us is when we decide a topic, it's usually something we're going through, or we're talking about something and it pops up and we're like, oh, let's check that one out.
Yeah, right, right. So that's where we kind of came up with the topic today. We've been talking a lot about missions. I've got a couple of missions trips coming up to the Dominican Republic. I've got another in Mexico. That'll all be in August, and another one in Mexico will be in November. But, you know, when we're talking about missions and missionaries and all of that, you came up with a really unique thought from Scripture, and that was, for me, angels were the first missionaries.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, I think that's a fascinating idea to just explore and talk a little bit about today. So let's go into that a little.
Okay, so
let's look at this.
Let's look at it. Why angels were the first missionaries?
Okay,
the meaning of the word missions,
okay,
which is a specific task or duty assigned to a person or a group of people, a vocation, a group of persons representing or working for a particular country, business. In this case, God, okay?
Right.
A group of people sent by a religious body, or especially the Christian church, or the Lord sending you somewhere.
Nice.
The work or calling of a missionary. A shelter. A place of safety.
Right.
Okay, so in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, when the Lord wanted to pass a message to somebody, we did not have the Holy Spirit in us yet.
Right.
Therefore, he will send angels to give a message, to prophesy, which means he was telling them what to do, what was going to happen in
the
future.
Sending the word of the
Lord. Exactly. Or to do a specific job, and they will tell them how to do it.
Sure. I mean, I see the idea of a missionary taking the gospel into the world post-cross.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's no brainer. I can see that plain as day. But, you know, to sit here and ponder the idea that, you know, prior to the gospel being presented and Jesus coming and giving his life, there was a whole Old Testament journey where the word of the Lord had to come forth, where the way of Jesus to come into the world had to be prepared. You know, a virgin had to give birth. Even the old school prophets had to prophesy everything that was going to be coming true. You've got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, all these guys. Where did they get all of that information? And a lot of that stuff came through the inspiration of the Lord and was delivered by angels.
Yeah. Look at Gideon.
I love that. So I really can see your idea that angels were the first missionaries.
Yes.
I can see it, but I've just never really thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, I sat there and I said, Lord, let's go about missions. What does that mean? How did it get started? And that's when I started. I said, if you look at Gideon, he was hiding in a cave. And an angel came and spoke to him. So Samson, his parents, the angel came and gave him instructions of what they needed to do.
Yeah.
And it goes over and over with different ones where angels came. Abraham, when the angels came and spoke to him. And they will tell them, this is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to be done. And they will follow.
That is so good.
They had a job to do. That's the job of a missionary.
Yeah.
To bring the word of the Lord, deliver it, and do whatever needs to be done to fulfill that purpose.
To fulfill it. Yeah. That is so good. So let's take a quick look. Let's dive into scripture a little bit and talk about, you know, Jesus had to get on the earth, you know? So let's maybe, let's push over to John the Baptist. Let's start, you know, looking at that story, that idea a little bit. You know, it says, you know, in scripture, it says, when Herod was king of Judea, there's a Jewish priest named Zechariah, and he was a member of the priestly order of Abijah, and his wife Elizabeth was also from the priestly line of Aaron. Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes and careful to obey all the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to conceive and they were both very old. One day Zechariah was serving God in the temple, for his order was on duty that week. As was the custom of the priests, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. While the incense was being burned, listen to this, a great crowd stood outside praying. And while Zechariah was in the sanctuary, listen, an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right of the incense altar. And Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. You see, when you see an angel, come on.
Yes, the presence is so might, you know, strong. It's amazing.
It is.
The presence of the Lord.
You know, and the angel said to Zechariah, don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You know, you will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord, and he must never touch wine or alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. That's crazy.
Yes.
So
I think this is the first one that is said to be born already Spirit-filled.
Right.
Because he had a purpose and a mission to do, and he was being prepared.
Yeah, we've been learning and teaching about the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit at church a lot.
This is totally different than the Old Testament,
right,
when the Holy Spirit was put upon a person for a time or a season to do a job.
Yeah. So wouldn't that be cool to be the missionary angel, to have the journey of going to Zechariah and prophesying and sharing with him what the Lord was going to do? But you know what? Zechariah had a little hiccup, though.
Yes,
you know?
He did.
So let's keep reading here. It says he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth, and he will turn many Israelites to the Lord. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. Come on, man. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. Zechariah said to the angel, How can I be sure this will happen? Instant doubt.
Doubt, yes.
It's like, I'm an angel. I'm a missionary from the Lord. I'm standing here in front of you, and you're going to doubt that this is going to happen? I mean, you know, he was terrified of this angel. And, you know, he says, I'm an old man now. He was really more looking not at the angel, but he was looking at his body.
Yes, at the flesh.
You know, and I can understand that
to
some degree, because, you know, you've got Abraham and Sarah. He was like, but Abraham believed. You see, Abraham didn't suffer where Zechariah did. You know, and he says, my wife is well along in years. And the angel said, I am Gabriel.
Yes, I like
it's
that.
Like, I love that. I stand in the very presence of God, and it was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born. For my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time.
This blows me away.
Yeah.
Because even though he had unbelief, okay, he didn't treat him the way he should have been treated of trust, because
right,
he came from the Lord and he knows
right,
he's an angel.
And he's a priest.
Exactly.
He ministers
knows the
before
word.
The Lord every day.
But the word of the Lord, he said, will come to pass. Believe, if you believe or not, it doesn't matter. This is going to happen.
Right.
And I love that. Because so many people out there say, oh, I didn't believe. Oh, everything is blown away. No, God is not that way.
Right. He's able to work around you.
Yes, yes.
You know, what I love is that when you know, Zacharias spoke doubt, God shut his mouth so he couldn't speak any more doubt, because God knows there's power in words.
Yes.
He could have potentially negated this thing with his lips.
Yes.
And I believe that's why the Lord shut his mouth.
And not only that, when he came out and all the questions started to happen, he couldn't answer. You know, when he came out. So it shut it. Everybody thought, okay, he saw a vision.
Yeah.
He can't speak. We have to wait. So it stopped everything right there from coming into chaos, confusion, more unbelief. He was not being able, and nobody else could either.
Yeah. Well, I love that, you know, I guess he would serve in the temple and then go back home. You know, he would do his week of service. It says when his week of service in the temple was over, he returned home. Soon afterwards, his wife Elizabeth got pregnant. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think after you've met an angel, the missionary angel came, brought the word of the Lord, you doubted it, he shut your mouth. I think I sense that Zechariah is in full cooperation at this point.
Yes. Like, and we have to understand that the Lord has a timing for everything.
Yeah.
John the Baptist had to be born at a specific time in the plan. Therefore, he couldn't be born until that time. And everything was part of the plan. So if we look at this, the angel Gabriel was sent with a message, which is the job of a missionary, to be sent.
To be sent with a message.
He prophesied.
Yeah.
He foretold the future, and he told him what to do with that future, what to name the child, how he was going to be, what his job was going to be.
Yeah, and then he's actually moving in words of knowledge and stuff as well, because the Lord has showed him that he'll be great in the eyes of the Lord, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit from birth.
Yeah, he's prophesying,
you know,
his future.
So for sure we can see that the office of a missionary would be to prophesy. What's another thing that a missionary or even these angels would do in the beginning? Would be to instruct.
Yeah.
You know, his name will be John, okay? So God's already got the name, everything. This is the plan. I love how the plan is unfolding. He must never touch wine or alcoholic drink. You know, there are instructions. And, you know, many times when we go to the mission field, when I've been in the mission field, it's been to go and to teach and instruct. I mean, you'd be amazed. The Bible says my people perish from a lack of knowledge, and you would be amazed how much the grace message is not flowing in other countries. You know, there's a lot of Catholicism, there's a lot of other, you know, religions and things, and it's all demands. It's all, you do this or you're going to get in trouble, you know, and the grace message, I believe, is one of the most powerful messages that as missionaries we're called to bring to the world. And, you know,
and the love
we
of Christ.
Instruct people in righteousness, who you are in Christ. So many people don't know who they are in the Lord. And that's part of the missionary journey for me, even as a pastor, is to see people, you know, come to know the Lord, come to understand who they are in Him, and to move and operate in the power of God.
Total transformation.
Yeah.
Coming to know the Lord, it means you become a new person. In every way you can think of. Spiritually, you're new instantly, but mentally, it takes time. Emotionally,
sure.
It takes time. It's a process. You start to grow. It's like you're born again. You're a baby, and you have to be taught everything from scratch.
Sure.
But as adults, like in this case, Zechariah is an older man, so he's unbelief is there. I mean, he's old. He's like, if I haven't had a child now, there's no way I can have a child, you know, at this age. So a lot of times the older you get, the more cynical we get sometimes, or the unbelief is easier because we have lived through life and seen so many things. But when you're born again, just be a baby all over again. Be open to a complete new world.
Sure. Now, the same thing happened with the birth of Jesus when it was announced to Mary. Let's look at that one a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. This is
wild. It's almost like a carbon copy in a way. You know, and that's in Luke 1, 26 through 37. So you want to read that? I'll read it.
Let me find it.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel, the same angel, to Nazareth, a village in Galilee. So here we go. Gabriel's he's the missionary of the Messiah.
Yes.
You know, I love that. And to a virgin named Mary, she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her. I love that. Every time that you see an angel, it's like, "Don't be afraid. And for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You'll name him Jesus, and he'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign forever over Israel. His kingdom will never end." And Mary asked the angel, "But how can this be? I'm a virgin." And the angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy. He'll be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of the Lord will never fail."
Amen.
You know, and I see a golden nugget right there for the missionary. Okay, you know, the angel said to Zechariah, "The word of the Lord's going to come to pass."
That's right.
And here we see it again. The word of the Lord will never fail. Mary, you're going to conceive. You're going to get pregnant. No, you're not going to be with anybody. This is going to be God. And, you know.
But I see a difference in here. When Zechariah, you know, he doubted.
Yeah, she didn't doubt. You're right.
It was a different attitude than hers. Hers came out of innocence. That's what I feel
like,
in
here.
I've
never known a man. How can I? You know?
Yes, more he's wondering.
Like, trust me.
Yes, and she believed.
Right.
Later on, she says, "Let it be as you say." You know, she was humble. She was just the innocence.
Right.
She was young, and she had that innocence in her. And I love about that, and how Gabriel said, "Don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and it's going to happen." So it's like, you don't have to do anything. Everything will be taken care of.
Yeah.
And she said, "Let it be as you say." But what I like is, here's, again, Gabriel is a missionary. He comes to deliver the word of the Lord. He tells her what's going to happen. He reassures her, "Don't be afraid," and reassures her, which is so important for us to be reassuring to people.
He gives her a word of knowledge, too, tells her Elizabeth's pregnant.
That's right.
She didn't know.
That's right. And that's a word of knowledge because it's telling something that has already happened.
Right.
It's not something
in the, you know.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's already done.
Right.
And it's making her feel better.
Sure.
Your cousin is pregnant, too.
Right. So, wow, that is just amazing. And then at that point, now we got John the Baptist being born. Now the gospel is starting to come to life, you know, the true gospel that we live by, the one that we as missionaries carry into the world.
Yes.
Is now coming into fruition. You know, John's going to baptize for repentance, and then Jesus comes to him, and then, you know, then the great example of you know, what our purpose is as missionaries unfolds. See, John now has become a missionary to the world to win people and to pave the way for the Lord. That's a missionary's job, to pave the way for the Lord to move.
Yes.
Right? So Jesus comes to him and he's like, "You need to baptize me." He's like, "I don't need to baptize you. You need to baptize me. You
That's
know,
right.
What are you talking about? You're the Messiah." And he says, I need you to suffer it to be so, because I'm trying to fulfill all righteousness. I am showing every human being the way that it needs to be in each believer's life. First, you know, Jesus, you need to be born again. Jesus was born in a virgin, so he was born of the Spirit.
That's right.
And now we need to be born again of the Spirit and give our lives to Jesus. And then second is, we need to be water baptized. John was baptizing with water for repentance. Jesus said, you know, he didn't need to repent, but he was actually going to carry all of our sins, so technically he did.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because he was going to wash our sins away there.
And he's setting the example of what we need to do.
Exactly.
He
exactly.
had to fulfill the Old Testament completely. Mm-hmm. And he's setting the example for us and what to do. So he becomes the greatest missionary of them all.
Right. And that's truth. And then from there, then the Spirit descends on him. So now that's signifying that we all need to be Spirit baptized.
Amen.
Holy Spirit baptized. You know, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
And received the power and the fire to do what your purpose is.
Yeah, to go and do the works of the ministry.
Yes.
To be a missionary.
Yes. Because
right? I mean, that's the whole purpose, to make us missionaries.
Yes, because when he was crucified, and he rose from the dead, and he came back, and he told the all his disciples before he ascended. He said, "Do not go anywhere from Jerusalem." And in other words, don't start any ministry until you get baptized with the Holy Spirit,
dude, with power.
And that would exactly, you will have the power and authority to go out there and be my witnesses.
Yeah,
a missionary is being a witness for God, for Christ.
So the path to you becoming a missionary. First, accept Christ.
Yes.
Second, get water baptized. Third, get Holy Spirit baptized. You know, if you're like, well, I've never heard of that. Well, you know what? We teach that. We talk about that. It's in your Bible. Look it up. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's in there a lot of different ways. And then from there, you will be endued with power. God wants to get power into your life so that you can be a minister, you can be a missionary for him. He wants you to go into all the world, the Great Commission, and to preach what? The gospel, the good news that Jesus has washed all of our sins away, that you can believe, you can be baptized and filled with the Spirit as well. It's like a duplication process that's happening for each and every person in the world that will believe on Jesus.
We are, a missionary is an ambassador. We are all ambassadors. So what we're trying to say here is that we are all missionaries.
Yes.
Because when Jesus was being a missionary here, he did it at walking distance. Mm-hmm. So everywhere he went, it was walking distance, and that's where he started. Well, guess what? We need to be missionaries right here where we live.
Yeah.
Everybody that we reach in the store, in the job, at the schools, at the park, it doesn't matter.
Anywhere.
That's your mission field.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
That's so good.
And then eventually some of us will be sent away to other countries and whatever.
Yeah, it's possible. I've been there.
Yes, me too. And, you know, but it starts here where we live.
Yeah. See, a true missionary is a missionary in their heart.
Yes.
Before they're a missionary in a foreign land or, you know, even outside of your own home. You've got to be a missionary in your heart. You've got to say, man, everything that God has given me has to be shared. It has to be brought to the world. It has to go forth and bring forth fruit for the kingdom. You know, we have to win people to the Lord. It's just the way it is. We have to win people to Christ. So guys, you are a missionary, and I hope you're enjoying this little study on angels and missions. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about how you can be a missionary.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you.
Join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, we're back. Thanks again to our sponsors here at Turn the Light On. And we've been talking about, you know, missions, missionaries, and then we got onto the odd subject of angels as missionaries and how they brought the word of the Lord. And then we jumped into John the Baptist and how the angel, came to Zechariah, and then the angel came to Mary and brought the missionary messages of the gospel to them. But now, Martita, Jesus is on the planet. You know, John has baptized him, and now his ministry has just begun, you know, and I believe that Jesus is the great missionary. He's the one that has created the path for missionaries like ourselves, because every believer is a missionary to follow.
I agree with you 100%.
What are some of the characteristics you think he exhibited?
Oh, I love it, because first of all, he did it all out of love and compassion. That was his first thing. He looked at the people's heart. He had compassion for them, and he served them first. So if he saw somebody that needed healing, he healed him, that person, first, and then he shared the gospel.
Right.
He shared his love and compassion first, provided what they needed, and then their heart was open to receive.
Yeah.
So that to me is the example that we need to follow right there. If they,
sure.
I mean, he fed the hungry.
Yeah.
He cast out demons. He freed people.
Yeah.
He shared the gospel, which, what is the job of a missionary? Is to bring the word of the Lord and to provide and fulfill his purpose.
Yeah. You know, one of the greatest things and characteristics that I think a missionary can have is that they spend time with people.
Yes.
You know, I believe that time is one of the most precious commodities that we possess. It's a piece of our life we can't get back. So when you invest your life, like Jesus did, you know, in people, spending time with them, healing them, praying for them, you know, I think that's one of the greatest examples that Jesus gave us, was how he spent time with people. You know, he didn't just be like, oh, we got to process, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to get here, we got to go there. No, he was a holy interruption everywhere he went. You know, it was always ministry happening in the moment. And that's what I think true missionaries will look like.
And he spent time with the Father.
Yeah.
He made sure to spend that time with the Father to get filled with him. And then he was ready to go out there in the world and do the job.
So I guess what we're saying is spend some time with Jesus.
Yes.
And then he'll show you the Father. And then go spend time with people sharing the good news as a missionary of the gospel with others. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.